The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Sammich Aleph. Today's daf is being studied by Le'alu Nishmat Mor Zekeni, Yosef Ben Sarah, Emarat Zekenati, Yafa Bat Sarah, Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Refuah Shalom, Moshe Ben Sarah, Moshe Ben Dinah, Salah Ruhamah Bat Rachel, Sarah Bat Rachel. Inna refer lahem, Inna refer lahem, Inna refer lahem, Fatan Nefeshu, Fatan Guf, Fatan Kirubah Nabo Vechin Yerasom and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Samech Amud Bet, starting on the bottom line. Quote from the Mishnah: Mitzudot Chaya Va'Of Edagan Yesh Bahem Mishum. And the language of the Mishnah was Gezem Epnei Darkei Shalom, which means we learned in the Mishnah that the person is a trapper, right? He's a hunter. So we said he throws his traps out. Let's say he's catching fish, right? So it says that really the traps themselves does not make a kinyan. And therefore, technically, if somebody wants to take the fish from the traps, he's not considered stealing because there's no kinyan. However, the hachamim erig takanat shalom. The guy's going to throw his traps in, somebody's going to steal from him or take from him. They made it like it's gezel. And the Biyosef said they went even further, that they made it gezel gamur, which is they treat it as if it's gezel drabbanan, which means the rabbis put on it a din of gezel. So comes the Gemara and says, what type of traps are we talking about? So Gemara says, be'uzle v'uhareh. Okay, what type of traps are these over here? If they're talking about string nets, which means these are the type of nets over here that has a bet kibud, which is the type of nets that the fishermen throw in, let's say, and they have a receptacle. So the law is that a person's kelim are able to make a kinyan fin. So if it's talking about a type of net that has a receptacle, that's the type of net that's called uzlev oare, nobody's arguing, there's no argument on that. Which is everybody's going to hold that since they have a toch, since they have a receptacle, that's gezel gamur min haTorah. Therefore, the guy that steals the fish or the items, the trappings over there, it's going to be a sin from the Torah. So where's the matlokar over here? Where's the biyosein tarakama? You keep pelige beluche vekukre. What is that type over here, these type of traps? So that she says, luche chika. That's like a hook. That'll be a hook that you catch the fish. Let's say, or kukre. She'ar mitzudot u'mikshulim she'notin chut aruk benahar ve'chorzin bo machatim al p'nei kula. Like you have a cord, a long string, and you have, let's say, like hooks coming out of it on the side. So they just drop it in the water, and the fish come and they get caught in the, you know, on the trap. But that doesn't have a bit kibul. So there we have a machloket between Tanakama that says the rabbis put a takanat shalom over there so they don't come into machloket. And the Biyosef is going to come along and say that they went even further. It's a inyan of gezel midrabanan. It's considered gezel midrabanan, which is a stronger type of item. So the Gemara comes along and says, the Gemara is going to explain what's the machloket between Tanakama and the Biyosef. Both say it's gezel. So we have to see exactly what the Nafkamina is. Comes the Gemara and says, Misinat Cheresh Veshoteh. Same thing, we said, let's say, Cheresh Shoteh Vekadam finds a lost object. Minat Torah, they do not have a kinyan. Minat Torah, you can go take it right out of their hands. They didn't make a kinyan. However, the rabbis made a takanah because of Shalom, that Keshalom, that if they find something, leave it by them. So comes the Gemara and the view says, again, Gezel Gamur. He said, no, it's Gezel Gamur. So Gemara is, Amar Rav Chasda, Gezel Gamur Medivrehim. Again, when we say Gezel Gamur, it's only Medrabanan. It doesn't mean midoraita because really minat Torah they do not have a kinyan. So now comes the Gemara and says the main nafkamina, which means what's the nafkamina from Rabbi Yosef? Even Tanakama says you can't take it out of the hands. So what's the difference? He's saying that keshalom. He's saying it's gezem et devreim nafkamina. You can't take it out of the hands. You can't take the trappings out of the net. So what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says lehotzio bedayanim, which means to go to Betin. Because you have claims now on the guy in Beit Din. According to Tanakama, if let's say a guy went and took mitziyah v'chadeshot tevekatan, or he took the trappings out of the net over there, Beit Din can't take it out of his hands. I mean, he shouldn't have done it. He went against the Takarat Shalom. He went against it, you're a bad guy, but Beit Din cannot enforce to tell you, give it back. However, according to the B.O.S.A., that's Gezer. Gezer and Devraim. Gezer, they got a Beit Din for Gezer. So that would be the Nafka Mina between the two Shitot over here. Can you take the guy to Beit Din? However, it should be noted that the guy's not going to be considered Pasul Le'edut, this guy. Because normally a gazlan is pasul le'edut, but that's only a gazlan deoraita. But this is gezer b'devrahem, so there's not going to be enough kamina le'inyan pasul le'edut, because this is only gezel b'devrahem. Or for that matter, because you're not over really lo tigzol. Okay, that's what Ashi says. Look at Ashi, lo tzio b'dayanim. The Rabbanan lo nafik b'dayanim. According to the rabbis, it said all things is the din of shalom. You can't take it out with judges. You're not going to be pasul le'edut v'la'avor alav be'lav. Nor are you going to be hayav in a lav, but it's enough to say what? That you're going to be able to take him to the Beit Din to take it out. Now we said in the Mishnah, Ani amenakef perosh hazayif, ma shetachtav gezer mepnei darkei shalom. What was that talking about? The guy's working on top of the tree. Ani, so he's banging the stuff down, right? And the stuff that he was, picking that belongs to him, he throws to the bottom. What is his plan? When he gets down to the tree, he's going to take it. So what is he doing over here? He's doing all the work. He throws it down to the floor. We have another guy come and take it. Now technically he could take it because the guy didn't make a kinyan yet. So technically he's able to take it. But Hachamim said that kesh shalom, what do you mean? The guys do all the work on top of the tree, they're going to come and take all his all the stuff that he was working for? So the Eber says you have to give it back. And the B.O.S. says gizel gamur again with Ibrahim. So comes the Gemara and says, Tana, im liket v'natan biyad, that is a gizel gamur. It depends how he was collecting this ani. Let's say he's on top of the tree, right? Let's say it's grapes, or let's say it's olives, whatever it is. But let's say he's koneh with his hands first. He puts it in his hands, then he throws it down. Once he puts it in his hands, he made a kinyan. So I don't care if he dropped it down on the floor. That's it's his item. Therefore, if the guy on the floor comes and takes it, that's gezer deoraita. We're talking about over here where he's banging the tree, let's say, and the stuff's falling down by itself. So he didn't make an actual kinyan. So that's what it says of him. Liket v'natan biyad. But if he put it in his hand, that is gezer gamur. Oh, Rav Kahana, the Gemara tells a story. Rav Kahana, avak azil hutsal. Rav Kahana was going to a place called Hutsal. Hazyala ugavra, so he sees a guy, davash shadeh ufye. What was he doing? He was taking sticks, throwing it at the palm tree, and the dates were falling down on the floor. He's throwing this stick. Vekan natran tamre. Right? And the dates are falling off the tree. Azal kamankid ve'achil. Rav Kahana saw the dates on the floor. He was taking the dates, he was eating them. Now, we have to understand over here, what happened over here, according to Rav Kahana, Lefachot, this is Darkei Shalom business over here. Oh, how is he eating it? Either you have to say Rav Kahana didn't go with this Takana of Darkei Shalom, or like somebody shouldn't even want to say he thought the guy was a goy. He didn't think he was Jewish, so therefore he said, I don't got to deal with this guy over here. So he saw the stuff on the floor, so he came to take them. So Amar Leh, so also the guy tells Rav Kahana, Hazumor debiyadai shadetinu. He says, listen, these dates that I threw on the floor over here, I picked them up with my hands, some of them. So therefore they're mine. Hey, what do you? So at that point over there, either he's answering one of two things. Either he's answering, I'm Jewish, so therefore what are you doing? Quoted all she taught. Or he's telling him that what? He's telling him, I know you're not going with the Darkei Shalom business, but this is nothing to do with Darkei Shalom. This is Gezer, it's my goods, because I took them with my hands, which means when I was banging them down, it could be he made some kinyan with his hands, and therefore you have no right to take them. Even if you don't go with the Darkei Shalom story, even if you don't, he can argue on that takana maybe. But he says, but you can't argue on Gezer. So he comes along and says, Amar le me'atred Rabbi Yoshiya ata. He says, you have to come from the city of Rabbi Yoshiya. Because Rabbi Yoshiya was known to say a lot of halachot. Whoever came from the city of Rabbi Yoshiya was baki in halachot. So he said, this guy knows his stuff. He's coming on. Oh, I plucked it with my hands. And if I made a kinyan, he knew the whole suga. That if you pluck it with your hands, so then already it's a kinyan. So the rabbi was very impressed. Rabbi Kahana. So he told him, oh, it must be you come from the city of Rabbi Yoshiya. Kari Ale Sadiq Yisod Olam. he was so impressed by the view she had, that the people that come from his town know all these halachot. He said, this man is holding up the world. Sadiq Yesod Olam. The Gemara says, "En memachin biyad ani yenuchrim berekat shchau peam mepnei derkei shalom." So what do we say in the Mishnah? We don't interfere with the goyim. The goyim are coming to collect berekat shchau peam. So let them collect it. Why mepnei derkei shalom? Haru Rabbanan, we have a braita. Mefanesim ani yenuchrim im ani yisrael. So now the Gemara is telling us different things that we do because of derkei shalom, to keep good relations with the goyim. Number one, we are able to support to a certain extent the aniyim of the goyim with the aniyim of the Jewish people. We give their charities. You can even visit the sick of the goyim with the cholei Yisrael. V'chovrim mete nochrim im mete Yisrael. You also bury the goyim with the mete Yisrael. Doesn't mean you bury them together next to them. It means that if you find, let's say, goyim died with the way the Jewish people, let's say, together, so you bury them also. You don't just take the Jews and bury them. You take the goyim also in, that, in the war, wherever it is, and you bury them as well. Because of derkei shalom. Look at Ashir. She says, "Im mete Yisrael, lo bekevrei Yisrael." Don't put the goyim in a Jewish cemetery. Ela mitaskim bem im mitzau marugim im Yisrael. If you found them dead with the Jewish people, so you take them also and you bury them in their place. Now we go to the next Mishnah. Mashelet isha lachavirta hashuda ala shvi'it. We're talking about a lady. She suspected that she doesn't keep the laws of Shvi'it. What does it mean she doesn't keep the laws? There's a normal, there's a law that says, for example, that you're allowed to eat in the house fruit or product so long as that product is still in the field. And the animals are eating it in the field, so you can eat it in your house. Once already the product is no longer in the field, well, the animals can't eat it, so that's called Sha'at Bi'ur. So you have to get rid of that product. We're talking about a lady over here, she's not careful, she eats the stuff of Shemitah, she don't care. So now the Shayla is, are you allowed to lend her vessels? You're going to lend her a different type of kelim, and she's going to process the Shemitah stuff with it. It's food. She's going to make the food with it. She's going to, she's, you're giving her stuff, you're facilitating her to use food, or to prepare the food now with your vessels. So the Mishnah says, don't worry. Mesh'elet isha la'avirta ha'ashudah la'shevi'id. You can lend her. What can you lend her? Napa v'kavra v'rehaim v'tanur. Napa v'kavra, a different type of sifters. Sieves, sifters, things like that. V'rehaim would be, let's say, a grinder, a mill. V'tanur would be, let's say, the oven. Now, what's the logic in that? So, the logic in that is, because you're not helping her, and it's only a gerama-like, she's preparing the food, it's removed. It's not directly connected to the food, it's a preparation to the food, and you're not helping her do it, you're just giving her the item, the vessels, and the rabbis were not so ma'amir on that. Aval, lo tavur velo tetchan'ima. But if she wants your help, you can't go and help sift the Shemitah stuff, nor are you able to go and grind. Let's say, for instance, come help me. No, I got to mamash b'yadayim. You can't go be b'sayaya, Ovre Avera. You don't have to go help people that are committing a sin. That she says, "Lo tabor ve'lo tetchan imad l'sayya." This is asur l'sayya biyadayim yedei ovre avera b'shat avera. They're making the avera now. So with the mamash, they're preparing it directly. So therefore, the rabbis were all said this. Okay, so that is the first halakha of the Mishnah. Good. And as you said, the issur of helping somebody do an avera is defnei aver lo titen mechshol. You don't have to put a stumbling block in front of a person like that. So that's also you're helping him do an avera. Eshet chaver. Now you have a wife of a chaver. Okay, that's the wife of a tamir hakam. Eshet chaver. Mashelet the eshet amaris. She wants to lend her stuff to the wife of an amaris. Now the wife of an amaris, obviously over here is she's not careful in a few things. She's not careful in ma'asrot, they're not careful in, and they're not careful in the laws of tum'ah v'tara. So what does he want to lend her? Napa v'kavra, let's say again, the sifting items. Uboreret v'tohenet umerakedet imma. And not only that, in this case over here, they're even able to be borer, and tochen and merakid. The Mishnah says, uboreret, V'tohenet u'merakedet ima. Here it's different. Here the eshet chaver is allowed to actually do work with the eshet amaharis. You can sift with her and do all these things. Rashi says, "B'gemara parich amai hale hashuda la ma'asrot." In the first case, she said they're suspicious on shvi'it stuff, so you can't actually go and do direct work. Here also, they're suspected that they're working with tevil. They're working with stuff that didn't give them ma'asrot. Well, by helping them prepare it, you're helping them do avera. Why here it's okay? And the resha of the Mishnah, you said, it's not okay. It's also deoraita. Shvi'it is deoraita, they don't give ma'asrot. That means you're preparing them to eat something that's tevil. Tevil is deoraita. So why over here you can help them? You know, I'll ask that question. Aval, however, mishitatil etamayim lotigayma. But once they add the water to the flour, now already you made a dough. She made a dough, now already don't get involved. Lotigayma lefi she'em ma'azikin yedei ovrei avera. What are we talking about? She put the dough, so that she says, once already you put the water in the flour, now already it becomes tevil, meaning you have to give hala. Hala is given on the dough. Which means now it's happening. Her kelim are timi'im. The amaharis is kelim are timi'im. And even by helping them, what are you doing? You're now causing hala, which is kodesh, to become tameh. You're helping her knead the dough. So therefore, once already you add the water to the flour, the eshet haver cannot get involved anymore. People are going to help him. What are you doing now? Now it's Kodesh. Because you added the water. Now what? You use the amaris, all that stuff is temeah. And therefore you're causing halah to become temeah, you have to pull out. V'chulam, lo amru ela mepeneh darkei shalom. Which means that which we said. You're allowed to lend them kelim and stuff like that. That's all because of darkei shalom, which means not b'shat avera. That which we said you can lend them kelim shelo b'shat avera is talking about because we want to keep peace between the neighbors and things like that. We don't have fighting. Okay. Umahazikin yedin nochrim b'shevi'it. At this point, we understand it means literally you can strengthen the hands of the goyim during the Shemitah, which sounds like at this point, you have a goy, he works in his field. He's allowed to work in Shemitah. You're allowed to go help him. I mean, the goy comes along and you see him in the street over there in the fields. Go ahead, give him a hand in his field. Gemara is going to challenge that. How could you work in anybody's field during the Shemitah? We'll see that. But from the Mishnah, it sounds like you're able to even go help him. Mahazikim, go help him. Aval lo yedei Yisrael. Well, that's obvious. You cannot go help the Jew in the field. V'shu'alim b'shlomam epnei darkei shalom. Another thing you have to epnei darkei shalom is, you're allowed to tell the goyim shalom. Now, even though the word shalom is God's name, no, he's saying the word shalom. The hadush is maybe wasting God's name on a goy. No, you could say shalom epnei darkei shalom. But not only that, even on the holidays. Holidays, just Avodah Zarah, and have all the things, doesn't matter. You can still greet them even on the holidays and tell them Shalom Mipnei Darkei Shalom. So now we're going to go back to the Gemara and we're going to analyze. Comes the Gemara begins. Mai Shena Resha, Umai Shena Sefa. What's the difference between the first case in the Mishnah and the last case in the Mishnah? What's exactly the question, Nashi? Mai Shena Resha Diktani Lo Tavur. You said, what? You cannot help her sift. In the first case, the lady suspected that she doesn't keep those of Shemitah. So what do we say? Don't physically go and help us sift the goods because she misayayah. That we understand. She says, but you're allowed to go help us sift and you're allowed to go help her grind. In the second case, to my lady, she's not careful on ma'asrot. What does it mean? She's not careful on ma'asrot. It means the food that she has over his table. Table is assumed they were right to eat. So what are you going to do now? You can help her what? Prepare it so she can eat it? So in the beginning, you told me, don't get involved with the Shemitah stuff, because this is no good. You're preparing it. But when it came to the ma'asrot, ma'asrot stuff, don't worry, you can help us sift it. The ma'ishina desha, ma'ishina sefa. The Quran doesn't, not the same. So Gemara says, but it's a simple answer. Rov Amearis Ma'asrin Hin. Hey, listen, what are you worried about? You're worried about that they didn't take Ma'asir? The majority of Amearis actually do take Ma'asir. So what are you worried about? You're worried about a Mi'ut? So in the case over here, in order to keep Shalom, The neighbor comes, look, could you help me sift over here? What is it? I can't help you. You know, it's just a ma'aris, it's a ma'asir. Now he says, you go after the Rav. Rav, they take the ma'asir. Never the rabbis are not going to be leaning. However, we don't say Rav, ame'aris, ashum nishivyait. Therefore, on the Shemitah, you got to say, there's no right to say, I can't get involved. But on Maslot, there's room to be lenient over there. You can say that we go after the Rav. Look at the sheep. Rav ame'aris, ma'asrinin, hilkach. It's only a suspicion that a banan over here, because we're not Torah, you go after the majority, right? When it comes to Shavit, we know she's Hashuda. It's not a Sefek anymore. And therefore, that's why we have to be Mahmid in the Resha, but we can be lenient in the Sefa. That's the answer of Abaye. Rava comes along and says a different answer over here. Rava's going to say it like this. Really? Ama'aris, it's 50-50 with the ma'asir. So therefore, he wouldn't be allowed to help us. If the issue in the Mishnah was a ma'asir concern, Ishit Ama'aris doesn't take ma'asir, or it's a 50-50, and therefore, Safek Doraita Lechumrah, and you would not be allowed to sift. But that's not the issue with the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah that what? It's talking about this tebir, she doesn't take ma'asirot. We had a question, hey, how come you can go help her? So Abba, it's a Rav Ama'as ma'asir. No, that's not the item. If the issue of the Mishnah was Ma'asir, then it's definitely Asur, just like it's Asur to help her do the Shemitah stuff, it's Asur to do the Ma'asir. So what's the concern of the Mishnah? Hacha be'ama'aris d'Rabbi Meir. Remember in the Gemara Berachot, in the different Gemariot, we had questions, what makes an Ama'aris an Ama'aris? Right, one said it doesn't say Kiryat Shema, one says it doesn't wear Tefillin, one says it puts the seed in the big door, different qualifications that make an Ama'aris. So Rabbi Meir, he had his definition of what is an Ama'aris. We'll see that definition immediately. But that's the Ama'aris that we're talking about in our Mishnah. The Ama'aris, the way it was classified by Rabbi Meir, which is what? So comes the Gemara and says, that what? He does, I'll say it outside. He doesn't eat, which we'll see it inside in a second, but I'll tell you outside. He doesn't eat his Hulin B'tahara. That's a stringency, which means Hulin is regular stuff. A regular guy was careful, they would even eat the chodin betara. They would eat even their regular mundane food, they were careful to eat the betara. Who's Amaris? You don't care, you don't eat this chodin betara. And therefore, this issue of it is like this, v'tum'ah betara, the whole subject of tum'ah betara of chodin, is midrabanan. Min Torah, the law of tum'ah betara only applies to kodesh, terumah, korbanot, and things like that. Therefore, what are you concerned over here? You're concerned over here, this is talking about product over here. You're not worried about Masrot. Masrot, if you're from the Masrot standpoint, Enechanam is going to be a suit album. Over here, the issue is, we're talking about an Ama'aris, the Gabe, that what, he's not careful in his product, Betum'ah V'Tarav Chulin. That's only with a banana. So therefore, they become, could you help me do these items over here? Okay, wait, she's going to be tamet? You're helping them involve themselves in now preparing holin bitum'ah, and they're going to eat it. And if they eat it, it's only assumed a banana. So assumed a banana. The rabbis were ma'amir on this, the Mecca Ama'aris over here, that you shouldn't really eat holin bitara, but according to Rabbi Meir. So therefore, I said such a stringency where we can be lenient on a drabanan to go, Shemitah is the oraita. Holin betara, to eat it, that's a stringency with drabanan. The Amar is not careful on that. Okay, so if we can help them, look at Ashi, Rabbi Amar. Really, when it comes to ma'asir, it's a 50-50. And therefore, you're not allowed to help them. Who eat va'avirah deoraita? Exactly. Umat nitin b'mozak la'asir kamar. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where you know they take ma'asir. Otherwise, you're not be allowed to help them. You have to say the case is talking about where you know the ama'aris, in this case, took the ma'asir. The ama'aris did Rabbi Meir. So what's the what makes them ama'aris then? Quote Rabbi Meir. Shehashud le'echol perot betum'ah. They eat their fruits betum'ah. What type of fruits? Ve'ach tum'ah v'tara dechulin. Has to be chulin. If it was regular fruits deoraita, then already trumah, then already it's deoraita again. So it says, Ha'ach de Torah lo ezira le'echol betara ila trumah v'kadashim b'zad. Torah only said you have to eat terumah betara or kedashim betara. Hilkach la v'surah deoraita. Mipteder kesh shalom mutal esayyan. Good. So the way you learn the Mishnah is like that. Netanya, read the Braita. Ezu Amares. Whenever the rabbi said the word Amares, what is Amares? Kol she'eno ochel holyav betahara. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Oh, there you go. That's the way he says. Any guy that doesn't eat his holyav betahara, Rabbi Meir classifies him as Amares. Hachamim, kol she'eno ma'aser perotav. I don't even go with the ma'aser business. That's an Amares. But according to Rabbi Meir, that's the classification. So again, when you read the Mishnah, the Resha is talking about a deoraita concern, shvi'it. The Sefa is talking, according to Rava, a drabanan concern. Which means, ma'asir is a deoraita concern, according to him. Because they don't take ma'asirot. And at worst, it's a 50-50. It's a sefek. It's not a rov. Therefore, sefek deoraita na chumrah. We're talking about a case where the ma'asir issue is not an issue of him. We know they took their ma'asir. You saw them take it, whatever. They're mozak to take the ma'asir. Ela what? You know that they're going to eat this food betuma'ah. Okay, that's all these sudra banan. Go help them. Help them sift it and do all that work. Good? Oh, comes Gemara as a question. What are you talking about? We have a question. The second case, when they were making the dough. Remember that's the second case over there, which where they're making, they add the water in to make the dough? So what do we say? Once she adds the water, the esht amaris into the flour, lo tigahima, the esht haver should not help over there, because from that time over there you have it's hukshar, which means now already it's able to receive tumah. Michlal deresha la betumah betara askinan, must be that in deresha tumah before you added the water. Now let's go back to a famous rule by tumah betara. Tum'ah v'tahara can only receive tumah if it was prepared to receive tumah. We call that mukshar. How does an item become mukshar? Had to become wet first with one of the seven liquids, including water. And therefore, it's mashma that the tum'ah didn't come until the second case in the Mishnah. And once you add the water, oh, now you got issues. Now already it's mukshar letumah, and therefore what? You're causing the halah to become tameh. Don't help them. Mashma, in this case over here, it's talking where it's still dry. If it's still dry, well, you don't have any tumah over here. So it's not a, it shouldn't be a concern. So look at the Rashi. Rashi says, V'am midiktani sefa. Svira le lai de parik de tam de meshetatil tam and masum shum de ukshiru akshav hu vaad akshav lo ukshiru. Right? So mashmad, until this point, until you added the water, you have no tumah concerns. Once you add the water, I have a tumah concern. Mechlal de resha, lav betuma vetara, shiye shum nidnud avera de tumah. Why? Da lo ukshiru. Now, ve'in e'man ala ma'asrot kamari, amai katari v'chulal lo amru enam tedar keshalom. Which means the case is not a tumah concern, okay? And if you tell me the case is talking about where they're careful on ma'asrot, that's the way Rabbah wanted to say, so of course it's mutar. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell me I can sift on with a lady that's shomer ma'asrot, that's not a darkei shalom issue. The Mishnah says, v'cholam mutarim if darkei shalom. But if it's not a tumah concern, because we're talking about we didn't get wet yet, and we're talking about a case where she's careful on ma'asrot, so the Mishnah doesn't make any sense according to this over here. Because what does it say about the Darkei Shalom? It's not like it's mutar because it's mutar. Tumah is not involved. Right? There's no water yet. It wasn't mukshar. Ma'asrot, you gave me the case where they're careful on ma'asrot. So never pishita. What is the Mishnah saying Darkei Shalom? So comes the Gemara and answers. Resha v'sefa betumah v'tahara. Both cases, resha and sefa are tumah v'tahara. Resha betumat chulin v'sefa betumat halah. Which means, we learned that, don't learn that like you said. Learn like this. Even the resha is talking about where it got wet. Both cases talking about where it got wet. But what? What got wet in the resha? Chulin. So even if chulin got wet, it was prepared to receive it. What tumah are we talking about over here? At worst. Correct? And therefore, you're right. An amar is not careful. Tumah chulin. But I'm not going to go so far to say that you can't help them in that case over there. The Sefa is talking about where you have challah. Now, challah is the issue of the oraita. Once you add the water and make the dough, now besides the hukshar factor, now you have an issue of dough. Those hayaf challah and the oraita. In that case over there, don't get involved because you're going to be mitameh only the oraita. So therefore the answer is, it is mukshar. Both cases are talking about it's wet. This is chulin and this is deoraita. That's why you can help in the resha, you can help in the sefa. Good. Okay, comes the Gemara now. Look at the Rashi.
Besha, bottom two Rashi's there. Besha v'sefa v'tuma v'tara u'beperot mukhsharin. It's all about the perot were wet. V'desha kozmat shlo gilgela. As long as you didn't make a dough in a ila tumat cholin drabbanan. It's biblical drabbanan. V'lo kasu ba b'shu b'seyam mekom darkei shalom b'bat shlo tochal. Right, you gotta be careful, but she can't eat it. It's eshet chaver. She gotta remember that because she's careful in the stuff of it. She can't eat cholin b'tuma. She has to just remember as she's helping. We just remind, hey, don't put that anything in your mouth, because she can do that, she's going to make it a suit. But she's allowed to help, as long as she doesn't eat. However, the next Rashi, v'sifa b'tumat tchala deoraita, she'asu letameh biyad. How do we know that you're not allowed to metameh chala? Because it says, et mishmeret terumotai, avid leshimur. Meaning you have to really protect, you have to watch the chala from becoming teme'ah. Or urminu, we have a contradiction. Oh. What's the contradiction? Tohanim umafkidin etzel ochle shvi'it ve'etzel ochle perotehem betuma'a. Interesting case. Tohanim literally means to grind. We're talking about, as she says over here, tivu'a metukenet. What does tivu'a metukenet mean? Good wheat. Which means it's not shvi'it, it's not tum'ah, no nothing. Terumot masu will take it. It's regular metukan wheat. So you're allowed to grind it. And what? Umafkidin etzel ochle shvi'it ve'etzel ochle perotem betum'ah. Unbelievable. You can give that product to somebody that's suspected in eating Shemitah stuff. And you can even give it to somebody that's suspected to eating the perot betum'ah. And you're not concerned that they're going to switch the goods. You're giving them good stuff, yeah? Now what? But they're not careful with these guys. So therefore, what's going to happen? Now they're going to give you your product back. How do you know? Maybe they gave you back shivi'it product. Maybe they gave you back product that was tameh. You don't have to suspect. Rashi says, umafkidim ota taplan in Rashi. Umafkidim ota etzel ochle shivi'it. She'en chashudim lo lahlif velo ligah. That she says you don't have to suspect that they're going to switch, and you don't have to suspect that they're going to touch. Okay? Aval, however, it says, lo le'ochle shvi'it ve'lo le'ochle perotehem betum'ah. However, you're not allowed to grind their stuff. You could grind your stuff and give it to them to watch it, but you're not allowed to grind their stuff if they eat shvi'it, or if they eat, let's say, perotehem betum'ah. Why? Because you're helping them. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about cholin over here betum'ah. Rava, you just told me that you're allowed to go help the guy if it's only cholin betum'ah, because it's only a drabbanan issue. The rabbi said darkei shalom. Here it's telling me that what? That you can't go grind for them and help them on a situation over here where it's ochle perotehem betum'ah. We're assuming this is a case of cholin betum'ah. Why can't you help them? I thought you just told me darkei shalom you can help them, so we have a stira. Look at Rashi. Aval, look at the second Rashi. Huh?
Talking about watching.
We're talking about watching it. I thought it said, "Aval lo leochle shvi'it ve'lo leochle perotehem betum'ah." It's two cases, no? Tochanin u'mafkidin, u'mafkidin. Whatever we said in the Resha, we're saying in the Zeva. What you're allowed to do on your own stuff, you can't do with their stuff. Look at Rashi. Aval lo leochle shvi'it tivu'ah shel ovrei avera en tochanin ota lahem. Why? She'asu l'sayyan be'averatam. ומתניתין קטני תוחנת עמה ומוקבית לה באוכלי עולין בתומעה. Now we have a contradiction. You just told me, Rava, that on עולין בתומעה, rabbinical item helped them. Here I got a statement that's telling me you can't help them. How do you square it off? So I'll be squares it off. I'm out of Bayim. Which is nice. But he is answering for Rava. Even though he didn't agree with the way he left the Mishnah, he said, I can answer for Rava. Amar Abaye, Hatam b'chohen e'hashud de'echol teruma b'tum'a askinan David tum'a de'oraita. God, they have a new case now. We're talking about a different case. We're talking about over here a Kohen,
that's suspected of eating terumah betumah.
Oh, that's already a deoraita.
So therefore, we don't suspect that when you give him your goods, he's going to touch it, or that he's going to steal it and switch it. That's not a problem. But to go help him on his product, his product now is Yisur Deoraita. Because if he's going to eat that product, by the way, that's Terumat Teme'ah, you're going to help him? That's already Yisur. So we understand the difference, which is that that's a Deoraita concern. It's talking about a Kohen that eats Terumat Betum'ah. And if we know how to help him on his goods, look at that she. The Yisur Deoraita. Right? Because there's the Yisur Deoraita. That's exactly what she says. That's why you cannot. Huh? Perot Terumah. Perot Terumah. Comes the Gemara and says, Ihache. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about over here? We're talking about a Kohen Amaris now, right? Who's not careful on Terumah, but Terumah. Mafkidin, you told me what? That you can give the Terumah. Let him watch it. That's a strange. You're giving him your goods. Your goods are kosher stuff, right? You're giving it to a Kohen Amaris that's not Makpid, but Terumah and all that stuff. I can give him my product to watch. Why, what's the problem? What meaning we have a contradiction? Mafkidim teruma etzel Yisrael ama'aris. Yet to Yisrael ama'aris, I don't have a problem. You know why? Because even though he's not careful betuma betara, he's not going to touch my teruma. Because Yisrael never touches teruma. It's not his item, teruma. So I can give him my my stuff over here, right? My teruma, Yisrael. And don't do me a favor, could you, Mr. Yisrael ama'aris, could you watch for me? Yeah, I'll put him right over there. I could believe that when I go back, he didn't touch. You know why? It's not his thing, Yisrael, to touch Terumah. He keeps away from it. However, ve'lo etzel kohen ama'aretz mishmei p'nei shelibo gasba. A kohen ama'aretz, he eats Terumah. Well, he's not eating it the right way, but he's not scared of Terumah. And if, what are you concerned? He's going to touch your Terumah, and if he's going to be Tamit. You just gave me a new case now. The case is talking about Kohen Amaris. That's why you can't grind with him. Because you're helping him prepare food that's going to be Yisur Deoraita. But hold it. You told me that you're allowed to give him your stuff to watch. Your stuff. How could you give him your stuff to watch? Kohen Amaris is suspected. Since he's he touches Terumah, he might come to touch your Terumah as well. He's going to come to Tamit. That's the question. The book Gaspar, which means he's accustomed, or he's familiar to deal with Terumah, this guy. So he's not scared of Terumah. Ragilba, exactly. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar bil'ach ha'maskinan b'chli eres ha'mukaf samit patil. How'd you give it to him? You can't just give it to him regular. You give it to him regular, you got a problem. You got to seal it. Samit patil. When you put it in a kili eretz that's covered and sealed and all that, then in this case over here, you cannot mitameh, not from the inside and not from the outside. Right? Because kili eretz is only mitameh from the inside. So if he touches the outside, nothing. He can't touch the inside because it's samit patil. So you're right. But if you gave him a regular open vessel, no good. The guy's a kohen amar, it's got a suspect. Okay, so that's the case over there. So the Gemara says, V'li'ush shimma tisitenu ishto nida. Okay, hold it. This guy over here is Kohen Amaris, they're not careful with Tum'ah. They're not careful with Tum'ah, there's other Tum'ot in the world. His wife's Nida. Now what do you got to be worried about? Maybe his wife is going to move the vessel. That's called Tum'at Hesit. Okay, that's moving. So you got to be concerned about that. Which is, even though she didn't touch the item, even though she just moved it, okay, that's going to be Mitameh. Yes, even Kli Hayres Samid Patil, if the Nida moves it, it's Mitameh. Nida and Zav is able to be Mitameh, Be'eset. Or Yoledet, the lady that just gave birth as well. So now the She'elah is, we're back to the question. How could you give it to him? So even if it's sealed, Ela Amar Birmiya Lakasha. Go back, scratch that whole Mahalach. We'll go back to the original question. You told me in the Mishnah, Rabbah, you can help the Amaris on Perot, right? That are Hulin. Because why? It's only Sudrabanan. Therefore, we're not going to make a thing. Therefore, we'll go to the Kesh Shalom. But I have a clear statement over here in the Bright that it says what? That you cannot help them grind the fruit.
Make up your mind. If it's only Tumad Rabbanan, the Kaddish should be able to help them. But back to the Stira, and don't tell me he's talking about a Kohen Amaz was a Doraita concern, because then I would not be able to let them watch my goods. Because maybe I could protect it from the guy, but I cannot protect it from his wife. So the Gemara says, you know what the answer is? Actually, the Gemara is answering now. Kan beperot shukshiru, kan beperot shelukshiru. It depends if the fruit became mukshar or not. Which means, in this case, we have the beraita that we quoted, that you allowed to help them grind, is talking about where the perot were not, never became wet. So since the perot never became wet, so therefore you do not have to be concerned. Which means, really, I repeat and I correct. Keep the answer that we said. We're talking about a Kohen Ama'aris. Okay? So you had a question. If it's Kohen Ama'aris, how could you go and help them? I thought we said that you cannot help a Kohen Ama'aris because of the Tum'ah factor. So the Gemara says no. I'll tell you the case is talking about where we say you can help a Kohen Ama'aris is talking about where the Perot themselves never became wet. So if the Perot never became wet, there's no concern of what? Tum'ah. The Lo Hukshar. In the case where the perot became wet, that's the case over there. We're not going to let you help him. And then in that case, we're not able to lend it to him as well, or to let him watch it for you. Which means, we had a contradiction. We said in this braita, we're going to call it braita number one. Let's make it clear. We have a Mishnah. Leave the Mishnah. Mishnah's beautiful. Braita number one and braita number two. Braita number one said what? On his product, on the Kohen, I'm learning it's Kohen now. The Kohen Amaharis's product, don't get involved with him. Okay, now we thought, don't get involved with him. Why? Because we understand. This is already concerned Deoraita. He's going to eat this terumah, that's Teme'ah, and you're going to help him. Therefore, you cannot get involved with a guy that's involved in Isur Deoraita. So comes the Gemara and says, yeah, but how could you give it to him? How could you give him your product? If he's a Kohen, that's Hashud, you're going to give him terumah. What's going to happen? He himself, who's not careful, he eats terumah. He's going to touch the terumah, and you're going to have a concern. And we have a statement that says, you cannot give terumah to an Ama'aris Kohen. You cannot give him your tahor terumah to an Ama'aris Kohen. I'll say that's talking about a case over there where the terumah was mukshar. If the terumah was mukshar, don't give it to him because he's gonna zap it. He's gonna mitameh. But we're talking about a case where the terumah never became mukshar. If it never became mukshar, you can give it to him to watch for you. What do you worry about? He's gonna touch it. Let him touch it. Then never became mukshar. Then comes the Gemara and says, "Unminu, we have a contradiction. Hamuri chetin the tohen kuti. All right, a guy is bringing his wheat to a tohen kuti, a grinder. A guy have to be a kuti." Or the tohen amaris, grinder. Hare elu b'chazkatan le'maaser v'le'shevi'it, which means you don't have to suspect he pulled the switch on you. The kuti and the amaris, you got to suspect them on everything. Terumot, on maasrot, on shevi'it. You gave them product. Do me a favor, grind it for me. Okay, you left. Now he comes and gives you the product back. Maybe he gave you shemitah stuff. Maybe he gave you back tebin. How do you know? So the Braita says over there, you don't got to worry. Aval lo letum'ah. But the gabe tum'ah, you got to suspect them that maybe they touched it. So what do you see over here? That an Ama'aris is suspected that he's going to be metameh. Oh, you could say, they put it in the they pour it into the mill and they use the grinder. There's a way to get around without touching it. But the Gemara says, that's a suspicion. Oh, so let's go back. So they touch stuff. Yeah, b'choshesh, they touch stuff. So let's go back now. You told me earlier in the Braita, I can give stuff to a Ama'aris, right? And I don't got to worry about that. What do we have to worry about? Tum'ah. Switching, I don't have to worry about. But the Chaurei have to worry about Tum'ah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, letuhen. Look at Rashi, letuhen. Oh. The Gemara is going to answer that. Letuhen, ze shema uman. That's the name of the grinder. They call him a tuhen. Behezkatan, you could assume that what you gave them, they gave you back. She'en hashud la'ahlif. They're not going to switch on you. She'en me'osaru perot shevi'it. Aval lo letum'ah. Haishin ad shema naga. But you told me le'el mafkidim etzlam. But we answered that question already. What's the answer? Gemara says, Ha, Mai Rumya, what's your question? Lav Ukimna Beperot Shlo Ukshiru? Didn't I tell you it was Lo Ukshar? Which means, since it's not Ukshar, that's why you can give it to them. Let them touch it. Right? I told you it's Lo Ukshar. Lo Ukshar, don't touch it. Big deal. Wait till one away, it was Ukshar. That's not a question. Yeah, well, no, he's watching it, but I gave them fruit that was never wet. Didn't I say it was Lo Ukshar? Doesn't matter, doesn't matter. But the point, but maybe he's going to touch it. You mean either way, your Hashish is going to touch. Right. Bottom line, if your Hashish is going to touch, how you tell me above you can give it to him? Like I told you, it wasn't Mukshar, so give it to him. What do you want? But let him touch it. He's Hashish to touch it. Yes, guy, I touched it. So what? It wasn't Mukshar. So comes the Gemara and says, understand, we knew that already it wasn't Mukshar. We knew it wasn't Mukshar. So the Gemara says, Udekarela Maikarila. The one that asked the question, what was he asking? He knew it wasn't Mukshar. We said that already. So he's saying, oh, how could you tell me you give it to the Kohen? Give it to the guy. We learned you can't. I answered you already. It was Mukshar. What was he even Yahav Amina? Udekarila, the one that asked the question, what was he asking? So the Gemara says, Mishum, Dekaba el Mirme Achariti Alat. That wasn't his question. He was trying to ask another question. That way you misunderstood his question. He meant to ask another question. What was his question? It says like this. Here's a new question. What do we say? You give it to a kuti or you give it to a ma'aris. You could assume whatever you gave him, he gave you back. You don't suspect that they switch. Okay, status. So the Gemara's question was like this: with halufelu haishinan? Oh, you don't suspect for switching? Would mean we have a contradiction? I know ten lahamoto. A guy's mother-in-law is amaris. Let's say she's eshet amaris, actually. Okay, he went the son-in-law. He had some dough. He told his mother-in-law, "Do me a favor. Could you make me some hala?" He gave her the thing over there. Okay, so it says. This is what the deen is. Me'aser et shehu notena ve'et shehu notel himena mepnesha ashuda mahalefet hamikalkele hamitkalkele. One story. He gives his mother-in-law flour. Do me a favor, make halal for me. The law is, he has to take ma'aser before he gives it to her, the product. And he has to take ma'asir when she gives him back the bread. Why? Because she suspects she switches. And therefore what? If she's going to switch, well, she's giving you stuff that there's no ma'asir. So you for sure have to take ma'asir on the stuff she gives you. And you have to give ma'asir on the stuff you gave because she's going to eat that stuff. And if you don't take ma'asir before you give it to her, of course you got to make a havon. But what do you see? She switches. You told me when you go to an Amaris and give him product, do me for grind it for me. And he guys suspected on Shemitah, he suspected on Master, it's my everything. What he took, he gave you back. Oh, but it's not so. You see, by the Hamoto, from the fact that they're making you Hamoto, that she's an Eshet Amar, the fact that they're making you give Maaseh before and after, because you suspected what? Switch. That maybe he's the don't, maybe they'll, I'll tell you the concern here. Maybe the bread's not going to come out good. She's not going to give that bread back to the son-in-law. She's going to give back a different. We suspect that you're going to give back because mitkal kelet. Because maybe God. So you see what you did? They do suspect. That's the issue over here. She's eshet amara. She doesn't take ma'asrot. She doesn't do anything. Okay. All these concerns. So comes the Gemara and says, "Hatam kidiktani tama." Amar biyuda rotsa hi betakanat bita. Normally people don't switch. A mother-in-law switches. Why? Number one, she wants to impress her son-in-law. She don't want to give him all halal that all came out burnt or whatever it is over there. And it's her daughter. She wants her daughter to have good bread. So they were normally, a regular worker that you give the product to, you're not going to switch. You know, nothing to gain to switch. But again, here by a mother-in-law, she's going to switch because takanat bita and kavod, what do you call it? Kavod boshah b'chata, she's embarrassed. She's going to humiliate it from her son-in-law. She's giving back this junk. So therefore, she's going to switch it to make an impression over there. Okay. Which basically the answer is a regular Amaris is not hashud to pull a switch. A mother-in-law, yeah. Huh? Okay. The Gemara says, oh, only mother-in-law switches. Ula'alma lo hashina? What? But regular people don't switch? Va'atenan, we got a Mishnah Demai. Hanoten le pundekit. Now, what's a pundekit?
You have a, the olden days, the students, they used to learn in the yeshiva, and they used to stay by an inn. And the one that was in charge of the inn is called the pundikit, the innkeeper. She's usually ama'ares, eshet ama'ares, you know, she's an innkeeper. So what did he do? The tamid, he gives his product to the pundikit to watch the to make bread for him. Okay? מעשר את שהוא נותן לה ואת שהוא נותן למנה מפני שמחלפת. He's got to give מעשר before he gives it to her. He's got to take מעשר when he gets it back. Why? Because she switches. And she's not his mother-in-law. So you see what? Stam Ama'aris is suspected for switching. That's why you got to take מעשר before you give it to her. Because she's going to give you something else. Therefore, you don't want her to eat stuff that wasn't מעושר. And the stuff you give you, she didn't take מעשר. So you see they switch. So Gevra Zara, Hatam Moria Ve'amra, there she rationalizes to herself and she says like this, Bar Berav Lichul Hamima Vanaikul Kirira. She says, listen, this guy's a Tamir Hakam, student studying in the yeshiva, I'm doing a mitzvah. What happened? Let's say her bread is fresh and the bread that she made for the student was already cold. So therefore she'll switch because she thinks she's doing a mitzvah. She says, oh, yeshiva boy, studying Torah, you know what? I'll give him mine. It's fresh. Here's what I made yesterday. You know what? I'll eat the cold bread. So in that case, you have another reason to say why they switch. A regular Amaris doesn't have any benefit to switch. But a pundikit that's hosting the yeshiva boy, the tamid, she'll also switch. Because why? I give him the hot bread, I'll eat the cold bread. Good? Ah, the Gemara Brit Tomah. So you told me mother-in-law is different. You told me pundakit is different. Ula'alma, vakati la'alma, lo hashinan. I mean, everybody else is not suspected for switching? I'll bring you a question. Vatanya, we have a brighter. Eshet haver, tochenet im eshet ama'aris. Which means, we're talking about over here, the eshet ama'aris has her husband's flour. Okay, she's grinding. Say, Eshet Amar, it's Eshet Haver. Do me a favor, could you help me grind this flour over here? So it says in the Braita, yeah, she can go over and help her neighbor grind the product over there. Bizman Shehi Teme'a. Very interesting. Only when the Eshet Haver is Teme'a. Let's say she's Nida. She's Nida, she can go and help. What's the reason over there? Because since I'm not concerned. Right. She knows when she's betum'ah, she's careful not to eat things that are not tal, because she knows whatever she touches is going to become tameh. So I'm not. My concern is like this. You're helping the Amaris, right? The Amaris product is tameh, right? Amaris is not careful betum'ah. I'm worried that as you're helping, she might by mistake put something in her mouth. The Eshet Haver.
Yeah.
Now if she's Tumah, she knows she's not going to put anything in her mouth, because she knows Bitumah, whatever she touches, she's not going to put it in her mouth. So it's like a protection that she might not forget and put stuff in her mouth. However, Avalob is Manchi Teorah. Why? Because she's just Teorah. She normally eats stuff. Now you're working with Amaris. What's going to happen over here? As you're working with Amaris, that Amaris stuff is Tameh. Unwittingly, you're going to put the stuff in your mouth and you're going to eat. So therefore, as a protective, she can only work when she is Bitumah, not when she is Betara. Oh, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Af Bizman Shi Timea, Lot Tetron, Mepnes Shehavirta, Notenetta Veochelet. What's going to happen? Even when she's Timea, she can't work. Because I'm concerned, she might not touch the stuff. But the friend is going to pick up the stuff, the Amaris lady, and put it in her mouth. And then what's going to end up happening? She's going to be eating product that is Timea. Now, let's go slow. Yeah, she's going to feed her. They're working together. Oh, yeah, taste this. Now, let me ask you a question. It sounds very nice when she's doing this. Eshet Ama'ar. She's feeding her friend. But what? She's a thief. Because whose product was this? The husband's. So what are you telling me over here? Forget about switching. This is worse. This is stealing. Again, she has no rights to take this product and give it to whoever she wants. The husband told her, hey, this is my goods. I give you 10 pounds of flour, grind it, do whatever. And now all of a sudden, she's feeding it to somebody else. She's a ganava. So the Gemara says, Hashta mignav ganba halufe lo mihlefa. If you tell me they're suspected on stealing, you're not going to be suspected on switching? Switching is much less. She's doing big averot. Switching, at least she's giving you back fair value. You don't know. You got back shivyit stuff. Okay, fine. But if she's suspected to steal, you're not going to be suspected to switch. Understand the question again, Mara? Again, we're talking about a case where, make it very clear, the husband said, I'm giving you 10 pounds of product, I want 10 pounds back. It's mine, it's not us. She's a worker. Okay? You grind. Make a case where we can understand it. The husband has a business. He's a baker. He's not even in the house. Not her thing. She's working in the bakery.
Yeah.
Okay? So now she starts feeding it to that's what it says. That's why the bee, who's that? The bee Shimon? Yeah. Al Azhar says, even if the Eshet Chavet is Teme'ah, don't work. Why? I'm not worried that she's going to eat, but I'm worried about the Eshet Amar is going to feed her. So the Gemara says, so you already say that Ginevash is suspected to switch it out? Gemara answers, Amar of Yosef Hatam Namim Muriah, she rationalizes and says, Ve'amra Torah Midishe Ka'achir. Listen, we have a law. When an ox is working on a field, are you allowed to muzzle it?
No.
It's working in the field. You got to let it eat when it's working. Otherwise, it's working all day long next to the food. You're not going to feed it? So she says to herself, this is not stealing. Whatever. She's working. Now, we're not going to feed her. She's not worse than her shor. And therefore, in this case, in her brain, she's not going to switch product. In this case, her rashi, she's doing a mitzvah. And therefore, that we think she was malicious. Why? She's a thief. She's a thief. Certainly, she'll switch. In our brain, she's not thinking she's malicious. She's thinking she's doing it. She's working. So I got to feed her, but she's working, right? Lunch break, exactly. Watch. I should just work. No eating. She'll feed her. So therefore, really, you say Amaharis is not suspected for switching product. A mother-in-law, that's different, because she wants, she's embarrassed that her son-in-law to give her a bad halal. She wants to benefit the daughter. Pundiki, also, the student, let the student eat fresh bread. The Eshet Amar is working with the Eshet Aver, also. What's the logic? She's feeding her because she thinks she's doing a yemitzvah. Look at Ashi. Muriah. Moriah means mora hetir. She rationalizes. Mora urat hetir atzma. What's the mora hetir? That exactly, that she's not worse than a. So she's working, therefore she eats. But in a regular case, in ama'aris hashud ligzol, v'lahlif tevu'ah shufkar. That's why we allowed to give the ama'aris product, so long as it wasn't mukshar. Wasn't mukshar? Give it to him. What are you worried about? No. Touch it. No tumah. Switch it. You're not hushit. He's going to switch it. Baruch Allah.